Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has held talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and reaffirmed U.S. commitments to Japan's defense against the North Korean nuclear and missile threats.
It is our belief that by bringing together the family of nations with diplomatic and economic pressure, we have a chance to achieve our objective of a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. Now, all options are on the table, and there they will remain.
Pence arrived from South Korea, part of a 10-day four-nation Asia trip about North Korea and trade. Monday, Pyongyang was on the diplomatic offensive. Its Deputy UN Representative Kim En-rung accused Washington of creating a crisis situation. The Trump administration says it's time for tougher enforcement of rules governing the hiring of certain foreign workers in the United States and to review laws requiring U.S. government agencies to use American-made products. President Donald Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order regarding Buy American, Hire American rules as he visits a tool-making manufacturer in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. In a briefing for journalists, senior administration officials say that the enforcement and numerous legal loopholes mean American workers and companies lose jobs and business to foreign competition, which hurts the U.S. economy. Mr. Trump is signing the order even though he built a global business empire before running for the White House, in which he regularly outsourced the manufacture of dozens of consumer products to overseas locations. He branded products including ties, suits, dress suits, and more. This is VOA News.